Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Kent Anderson of Zoetis. We're back with Kent here in just a few moments.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, you've developed something called the coffee shop test. Tell me about that.
Well, we feel like we're always managing a certain amount of misinformation regarding the beef checkoff. So we have come up with the coffee shop test. When you hear something about the beef checkoff on social media, ask yourself, do you believe a group of ranchers drinking coffee around a table would ever support such an effort, program, event, or in any other area in which the beef checkoff program funds? So why this test? The fact remains that whether it's on a state level with a state beef council board of directors or on a national level with a beef promotion operating committee, beef farmers and ranchers are sitting around a table and making the funding decisions for the beef checkoff. So ask yourself, is it reasonable? Because at the end of the day, it is independent beef farmers and ranchers just like you who are volunteering their time to make the best checkoff funding decisions they can to drive and protect beef demand on their behalf and yours.
The science of genomics continues to be a key part of success in the purebred industry here in the United States, and that includes the American Angus Association and their partnership with Zoetis. Dr. Kent Anderson with Zoetis says his company works closely with Angus Genetics, working to improve what's out there when it comes to information gathering, which is a big feature of genomics.
We're all about trying to create more profitable American Angus Association members, as well as commercial users of Angus Genetics. And we also, I think, share in common this pursuit to continuously expand and enhance Angus genetic evaluation as offered by AGI. And also then the underlying principle here is that we want breeders and commercial producers to have the tools to ever improve production efficiency up and down the beef supply chain. It goes without saying that across agriculture, we see a technification of what we are doing. For those of you that are farmers, this will come as no surprise. We see various technologies being married together. In other words, tools like GPS and soil maps, along with hybrid seeds and trait stacks, are blended together such that we optimize things throughout the crop production system. We think that's a precursor of things to come in the animal agriculture world, and we think that the future is at hand relative to helping to bring more technical precision to the ranching side of the business and use information more wisely.
Kent Anderson of Zoetis, one of those presenting on the educational platform of the American Angus Association convention that's gone hybrid this year, some virtual, some live in person this week in Kansas City. Dr. Anderson says the current flagship DNA test that Zoetis has for Angus producers is HD50K.
Most of you know the features of HD50K for Angus. They should come as no surprise. Along with parent verification, they include genomic enhanced expected progeny differences for all traits. And that is especially useful in that it increases the accuracy of the GEPDs for young non-parent animals, such that we make fewer breeding mistakes. Along with that, it goes without saying that with higher accuracy GEEPDs for individual traits, we also add accuracy to the indexes that breeders and commercial users employ to make breeding decisions.
And Dr. Anderson says the results that this DNA test provides, nothing short of amazing.
Now, the key benefit of HD50K for Angus is the increase in accuracy for young non-parent animals. HD50K delivers an increase in accuracy that otherwise would require over 20 daughters on average with phenotypic information across the maternal traits. It also delivers what would otherwise require over 18 progeny with feeding and carcass with feeding information and growth information across those traits. And where that's especially informative is for a difficult and time-consuming to measure trait such as dry matter intake. And then finally, on the carcass traits, tested animals immediately achieve accuracy to what otherwise would require 14 progeny with actual carcass records, and many more records than that if it were to be driven exclusively by ultrasound scanned records. So in a nutshell, HD50K Angus seed stock are the equivalent to what otherwise would require a bull, of having the better part of a first calf crop with performance data included in the evaluation, or for females, what otherwise would require two or maybe three lifetimes of natural calves with recorded performance. So it delivers increase in accuracy, and the bottom line is fewer breeding mistakes.
Dr. Kent Anderson, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.